hi, you guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello, you listeners there at home, cozy Howdy. By the fire, maybe? Ooh. I don't know. It's hot, it's actually. Summer. It sucks. Everything is hot.
Especially if you live here.
Welcome to our extra special one-shot that we are recording mostly to fill time for vacation.
Mostly because we love each other and like playing D&D and just couldn't wait.
That's the explanation.
Yeah, you gotta stop metagaming the non-game parts of this thing.
No, we gotta let them know that production is effort, okay?
Sure.
It's not magic, you guys.
No, movie magic.
But welcome to the one-shot called Horror. Horror.
Horror.
In the Halls of Haldani. Tonight we have our regular cast, minus Molly, but with the addition of the wonderful Cade Cargill.
Hello.
Welcome, Cade, to the table.
Glad to be here.
Before we get into tonight's game, as always, we have a few announcements of, you know, folks we work with, folks we like, stuff like that. Jeremy, take it away.
Yeah, I was just consulting all of the notes that I wrote about the announcements. I'm looking at Hayden Cam again. Sorry, I'm not.
You cannot say anything wrong
with, focus on something. But
too many cameras.
I don't know where you are. Okay, so beyondskyrim.org, sirenscape.com, roleslayers.com/partners.
Yep.
These are the places you can go to see the partners.
Nailed it.
I'm just trying not to do vocalized pauses.
Thanks for that, Jeremy. We also work with Eldritch Foundry. If you use our code ROLESLAYERS in checkout, you get 15% off on your mini. We also work with World Anvil. They're really cool. You should check them out using our affiliate link, worldanvil.pxf.io/roleslayers. I got it, Jeremy.
You did it?
I did it. And yeah, check out our Patreon, check out our Discord. They're both on our aforementioned website.
Yeah, go to patreon.com/roleslayers. We love your support. I mean, that sounds like I love your money.
And maybe, but
we do love your money.
It does help. Sorry, did I just call out the elephant?
What's the elephant?
You know, you're not supposed to talk about money in the West, right?
It's like
taboo. Right?
I didn't know that.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, follow us on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, our Twitter that we've never posted once.
Smoosh.
And if you know how to find passwords, we don't know the password to our Twitter, so.
If you can get it, it's yours. Yeah.
Both Tyler's two excellent passwords.
Shut up. You shut up.
It's probably one of two.
And with that, why don't we dive into tonight's episode?
It's like an open...
So, diving into the one shot, we will start at the top of the hill in Chaldean, known as Coromanos Hill. Coromanos Hill. Jeremy, if you'd like to describe your character, you may.
You see a tall, lean, muscular, you know, athletic build type, with tanned skin, lots of time spent in the sun, and not like bleach blonde, but like kinda, but like that natural sort of blonde hair, short cropped, kind of like he took a sword to it and to get it as short as he could. but weirdly enough, when he's sweaty, it kind of looks cool. He's in shining scale mail. You know, different plates and I don't know. I think I'm actually envisioning visually plate mail.
Well, there's like lamellar, which is kind of like in between. Yeah. It's more like splint.
It feels a lot. It gives him a bigger presence.
Sure.
And then over his mail, there are draping like robes of white, and also a hood that pulls up over a hood of not white, like beige-ish. But then there is like sort of a sash thing that is stark white.
Yeah.
He looks very heroic, but not in a showboaty sort of way.
Not overtly.
Yeah, he just looks like he's doing his job.
Sure. Mm. As you step out into the kind of the heat, you do pull up that hood and step out of this resplendent tan stone spire with these swirls of green brick kind of representing wind curling around the tower. With this kind of peaked weather vane, one of the four towers of the Pinnacle Church of Divine. One of five, but one of the four devoted to the gods of the Apostasy Quinumbrate.
This is at the top of the hill?
This is about mid height on the hill.
Okay.
And then you kind of pull up your hood, the dry coastal air. Not quite sticky hot like further south and further to the west in the Bedjew Wilds, but still warm, and start to trek your way down a crisscrossing, kind of meandering set of stairs towards the bottom of the hill, towards a manor of the shipping magnate Galio Haldani, who has sent you a letter inviting you to his house for the evening. We'll now cut to Liz's character. Liz, do you want to describe what your character looks like?
Sure. She's a Goliath woman with long, dark hair. Part of her head is kind of shaved, and the rest of it is kind of in this intricate Viking-esque braid that goes like way down her back. Lots of furs on her, especially some like exquisite seal fur, if you can determine what that is.
Sure.
And some like customary tribal tattoos. Yeah.
So Zavia, as you are making your way through Barletta Harbor from your post as a guardsman at one of the shipping warehouses, you are clutching a similar letter to Cecil's, inviting you to attend Galio Haldani at his manor. You start to pass through the harbor itself, similar to you now, as you've been working as a guardsman for quite some time. You pass the Shipbuilders Guild, you pass the Customs House and the Port Authority, and make your way into the Plaza of Commons, eventually into the scuttles and up the hill. You pass all sorts of different traders and peoples, more than you've ever seen in your life, of variety and amount. But people tend to give you a bit wider of a berth than others. The crowds don't press you as readily as they might others. So we will now cut to Grimbo Jim Hewer, the dwarven man.
I really want to call him Grimbo Jimbo.
Grimbo Jimbo. Grimace.
You don't think that's how this started, was me and Mike saying Grimbo Jimbo out loud? Because that's 100% where it came from. I just knew that Tyler wouldn't let me name someone
Grimbo Jimbo. He's Grimbo Jimbo in my head, man.
Grimbo? Describe what you look like as you are sitting tiredly waiting in line to be admitted into the city of Chaldean that sprawls before you.
So he's sitting on a bench outside of the gates here. Grimbo is a dwarf of a middling 4.5 feet tall with kind of a slightly bulky build. He wears some very expensive looking gilded plate armor that has a few deep pits scattered across the body. His hands are adorned with dozens of these gold rings, probably of varying quality. On his left arm, he has this hefty worn steel shield, and on his right hip there's a rugged black war hammer. On his face he has these two scars that kind of run across the center of his face, one going down his cheek through both lips. Ooh. And one running through a milky eye and the half missing nose. He has a long black beard and a clean-shaven bald head. And he's tapping his foot impatiently, sitting on a bench, with his shield sitting at his side.
Okay.
And rightfully so, as you've waited a long time outside, but furthermore, you've traveled far from your home within the Galfell Mountains at the summons of Galio Heldani. Letter clutched to your breast. You eventually do make your way through the crowd, through the gates, into this magnificent chaos that is the Scuttles, the main quarter of Caldean. You see various different dice halls and wine sinks, inns and taverns. You pass a inn called the Sleepy Owl and a bard's college seemingly called the Anecdotal Annex. Pubs and blacksmiths and dyers and weavers. Color and noise and sound like you've never seen. For though the dwarven settlements can be crowded, dingy and sweaty, they're not so lively as this place might be. But you force your way through the crowds up towards the hill that towers to the side, the walls climbing and encircling the place of rule within Caldean, where you see a large villa and vaulted halls on top, as well as on the middle and southern side of the hill, these five towers, four of them just decorated with all sort of ostentatious artisanship, and the fifth being larger and pale white. Thick and then connected by five separate bridges, so it looks kind of like an outspread talon from above. But you make your way through the press, through the gates, and up the hills towards the manor of Galio Heldani. Lastly, Adonis, if you want to describe your character.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I gotta lubricate my mind first. Yeah. Adonis, he is a human, male, light complexion, not really distinguishable by his skin color. Kind of slicked back hair, but done in a kind of haphazard way. And just looking at he's about 5'10", 5'11", and just lean body. No, like, distinctive musculature or anything like that. Kind of just unassuming. And he's dressed fairly nice. However, it seems pretty cobbled together to where they are objectively nicer clothes, but they're a little torn and tattered. And it looks like he either borrowed them or just kind of scrunched up money for some whatever the first option was. He does have two long swords strapped to his back. He's dressed like in a vest and like kind of nice slacks and nice shoes. And
But don't look too close.
Yeah, but don't look too close. from afar, he looks very well put together, but.
Just under the surface.
Yeah.
So Adonis, you slip out of Talos, a wine sink under this bakery that's kind of smushed up against other buildings within the Scuttles, this kind of dingy basement that you sometimes frequent that serves good, strong Caldean wine or sometimes some good Poradecian wine, and make your way through the crowded streets Also, letter in hand, summons to Galio Haldani's manor. And one by one, each of you arrive out front. First, Adonis, then Cecil. Lastly, we have Zavia and Grimbo. But the guards do hold you there for a time. But eventually each of you are let in after presenting your letter of admittance, and you were brought into kind of this lavish estate, walled terraced gardens kind of block the view of the manor until you're within them, overgrown with ivy and other decorative plants. The house made of kind of this brown sandstone-like pieces of cobble together, mortared, with large bay windows and a kind of steep peaked roof of slate. You make your way inside, and there's this lavish, deep, dark wood interior, and a staircase to either side that leads up to a kind of wraparound balcony. Whereas you are greeted by a man dressed as a master servant.
Greetings. What can I? You have been invited. You've been summoned. Thank you for replying. I serve Master Haldani.
Well, it's good to meet you. Shall we wait here, or?
Oh no. I will bring you to him directly. I believe everyone is here. Yes.
It's just the four of us.
Yes.
For what have we been summoned?
Oh, Mr. Haldani will most likely let you know. I don't tend to know the intimate details of his affairs. I just serve about.
Well, then lead the way.
Yes, yes. He leads you actually into a side corridor, into a kind of a cramped hallway, and then opens a small door on the... it'd be the western side of the estate into a kind of a small stairwell and leads you down several flights of stone steps, the walls becoming carved stone, and into a tunnel that seems to extend under the hill itself into a large circular room. Draped in fine, thick rugs and covered in various banners and flags of different regions and places. Small, like, Corinthian columns surrounding the room and in the center as well. He does close the door behind, and there are guards who seem to actually bar the door and lock it. There are three at this door.
Okay.
And sorry, just to clarify, is this was this a straight hallway that we went
it's,
down?
It's kind of like stairs down and then a carved hallway, okay. And that leads into this large open room.
Okay.
You do see other passageways branching off from this room as well.
The carved hallway, like carved in the rock of the ground? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, it looks like they basically mined through the ground. So you assume that you were under Koromanos Hill.
Okay.
Since it was kind of built into the side of the hill, you just went straight.
Got it.
Okay.
But standing kind of with his back to you, looking over what seems to be kind of a table with various pieces of cutlery and food, is a shorter man of middling age. He's graying for sure. And he turns about. He does have a bit of a paunch to him, but he's dressed quite finely. Rings glitter all of his fingers. And there's this large drooping mustache that kind of just basically falls, but then has a bit of a twirl to it. Kind of light tan skin, closer cropped hair. And he smiles and,
"Welcome, friends. Come. Thank you for responding to my summons.
It is good to be here with you again. The traveler greet you.
Yes. May she bless the winds that you travel upon.
And you all, it is nice to meet some of you for the first time. It is nice to see some of you again. He motions to both Grimbo and Cecil.
Hildani, I presume, huh?
You actually had some acquaintance with him back in Von Hogmorum, due to your nature as being the representative for your trading with the shipping company. Mm-hmm. So he nods in recognition to you, and indicates that this is the first time he's met both of you guys in person.
I'll approach and just shake his hand and say, thank you for the summons. Looking forward to tonight. What's the itinerary?
Oh, well, truth be told, I called you here mostly for a job. You'd be compensated well, of course. But I'm asking you to solve a delicate matter.
Is there anyone else in the room besides?
Three guardsmen.
Okay. I would like you to solve a murder. I believe each of you are skilled in various ways. I know you by repute and by personal acquaintance. I believe you could be of great help.
Well, of course, we are always happy to serve you, Master Haldani.
Speak for yourself. Now, why me? This isn't doesn't exactly reek of my skill set here.
Well, the answer is twofold. But first, I suppose I should relay the victim. The murder that I want you to solve is mine. And the reason I brought all of you here to solve it is because one of you plans to kill me.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Huh.
Well, what a quandary, Haldani. I'm excited to get started.
Well, hopefully you can solve this issue before it happens. But if I am to die in the process, continue on and solve this and let my guardsmen know.
Absolutely.
Why are you under the assumption that one of us will kill you?
Oh, each of you has motive.
So rather than trying to take us out somewhere else, you invite us all into your home.
But of course, it is quicker, cleaner, and perhaps a offer of reward will hasten the solving of it by those who are guilt-free.
And the reward would be
copious gold. Or perhaps shares in Haldani shipping, if that is more your speed.
Not bad.
Well, the terms sound agreeable. And I'm excited to find out who this person is.
What are we to do to figure this out?
Well, we can discuss it over perhaps dinner. A plan of investigation. It is a bit of a conundrum that you have to work out because while you must be working together, you must also distrust one another. Looks at each of you in turn. Because any of you could be the one. So I will allow you to take a refreshment, wash your faces, clean yourselves, and perhaps in 30 minutes we have dinner.
Sounds doable.
You got a drink I can take with me. Feel like I could use one after all this.
Absolutely. Are you looking for some fine dark dwarven beers or something lighter?
I think you know the answer to that.
I will have some sent up to your room.
Obliged.
Very well. I will see you at dinner. Thank you.
He just kind of nods and then starts to head back to a hallway. Each of you four are led by a separate servant who do come in now from various alcoves that you were not aware of. They were kind of shadowed, and they all lead you to separate corridors within this kind of labyrinth of carved rock, and each of you do get delivered to a room. It's at this point that I'd have everyone besides Liz leave the table.
Oh, will you message me on Discord?
Peace out, dog.
Yeah, I'll message you on Discord.
When to come back?
I'll actually, yeah, you come back next, Hayden. We're going to do this one by one, so.
Should I just take my headphones off then?
Yeah,
sure. You,
yeah.
Okay. I'll just sit here staring.
God, oh, that's talk. Creepy. Hear, that's so fun.
Are your headphones out, Hayden? Can you hear me? You're good.
He's not trying to.
So, as you know, and I know, you were the one attempting to kill Galio Heldani.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the benefit of yourself, I'm going to, one by one, talk to each other player. Mm-hmm. That way there's no suspicion here.
Okay.
But, as you arrive at your room, are there any specific pieces of gear you'd like to employ, any specific cons you'd like to employ, or any kind of action you'd like to start to engage? If not, that's completely fine. But I wanted to give you an opportunity to start to formulate.
Not anything. At this point.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to act like we're talking for a second then.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I left the window open. Fingers crossed. I'm okay. But, yeah. Hi, guys. I'm going to go close the window. Okay.
So, you're telling me not everyone else has a plan to kill him. I'm the only one that has a plan to kill him.
You are the one attempting to murder him. Correct.
Okay.
Cool. All right. I'll message Hayden if you want to go ahead and join the rest of them.
My turn now?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Hayden.
Give me a second. Let me turn my headphones back up. There we go.
So as you and I both know, you are the one intent on killing Galio Heldani. For the benefit of yourself, I've made some time to sequester each of you in turn, speaking with them randomly, but speaking with you about any sort of plans you'd like to employ, any sort of cons or gear you'd like to use? Is there anything you'd like to do in this time as you are escorted to your room before dinner?
Well, as I'm escorted to my room, I'm taking a bottle with me. Do I get two bottles?
Can I get two bottles? Of fine dwarven stout? Yes. You can have a good amount.
Well, okay, so was that mystery fourth item that we discussed allowed, yes or no?
You're talking about the intellect devourers?
Yes.
Yeah, you could have had that smuggled in. It would be located, most likely, you'd think, either in the upstairs kitchen or in the basement kitchen.
Okay, so here's kind of what I'm thinking for the framework, because we haven't gotten really to talk about this much, folks, if this is going in the recording.
Sure.
We haven't gotten to talk about it much. I would say my first choice would be to poison him. My second choice, I've got a garroting line. I would strangle him in private.
Okay.
And the third and final option would be those intellect devourers dumping him out somewhere.
Sure.
What I'm going to do now, I also happen to have a book inscribed with a rune of death. Not a rune of death. What is it called? A symbol of death. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take that from my belongings. I'm going to set it out in a very obvious location.
Okay.
Where, you know, so specifically The symbol of death is inscribed on a scroll that, by all intents and purposes, would be a scroll of true resurrection.
Sure.
It is a mimicry. It is not a scroll of true resurrection. It just opens and blows up. Okay. So, knowing what I know about him, I'm going to leave that scroll out in the open on my bed.
Okay.
Secondarily, I'm going to poison one of the bottles of ale.
Okay.
And third, I just guess keep my guarding line in my pocket.
Okay.
And I'll hold on to some holdout poison as well. But the intellect devourers are stored in a small cask of ale, you know, with the rest of my dwarven brewing supplies.
Mm-hmm.
They're not big. They're not comfortable in there. They are probably pretty peeved that they are in there. But I'm not about to just pop them open here in the house.
Sure.
So I have now in my employ left out a scroll, and I now have a bottle of poisoned ale. I will drink the first bottle, and I will leave the second bottle, and when we go back out, I will inform the guards that I don't need the second bottle any longer.
Okay, so you're not intending to bring it with you to dinner?
Well, I think I could stand to bring it with me to dinner, but if everyone sees me hand, and you know what, I'll hang on to it. I'll hold on to the bottle of ale.
Okay. Is that everything?
That'll be everything. I'm going to be watching for opportunities, and I may be messaging you in the background.
All right. Go ahead and take your headphones out.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Who wants to come next, Jeremy or Cade?
I'll do it.
All right, Cade.
Okay.
So, as you and I both know, you were the one attempting to murder Galio Haldani. For the benefit of yourself, I've been speaking with everyone, but I'd like to ask you some specifics as you were sent back to your room of, do you have any plans for this 30 minutes of downtime before dinner? Do you want to employ any use of gear, tools, strategy, or cons?
It's a loose plan, but the only one that I really, a lot of loose threats, but the only one that I really am feeling confident-ish about is a vial of poison that I'm not sure yet how I will slip that into food or drink, but
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so, yeah. So we'll just talk a little bit, so it's not super quick, but...
Sure.
Vial of poison for your father.
Yeah. To be clear, he doesn't know who I am at all.
Not that you're aware.
Okay.
But he did infer that you had...
Right.
...some sort of motive for killing him, but you've never met the man.
Yeah.
To your knowledge, you've never met him.
Do I recognize any of the servants or anybody walking around the halls from my time as being as an accountant?
Yeah, go ahead and make a perception check, or not perception. I guess a wisdom check. I don't know. A memory check. Yeah, history.
History.
Go ahead and do history, Mr. Wizard.
Let's see. Thirteen.
Yeah, you recognize one of the guardsmen to be a half-orc by the name of Talon.
Okay.
And you do have vague recognition of Zavia. She does work in Barletta Harbor from time to time at one of the warehouses. She's one of the captains of his guardsmen.
Got it.
Cool. You want to send in Jeremy?
Yeah.
Awesome. Excited.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello. All right. Well, I saved the best for last, the true blue murderer.
Me?
You. You both, you and I both know that you're the one trying to kill Galio Heldani. Your plans may have been even accelerated by this invitation.
Oh, yes, they have.
And you've been given 30 minutes of downtime. Is there any sort of gear, plan, or plot you'd like to employ during this time as you are delivered to a room to freshen up?
Yes, I'd like to make my way to the balcony just to...
You are underground.
We're underground, okay. But there is a balcony.
In theory, yes. You were locked inside this basement.
Interesting. So I'll just begin to case the place.
Okay. Are you looking for anything in specific? You trying to wander about unsupervised? Or are you just on your way to your room?
Who's leading me?
Just a guardsman.
Okay. Let me think here. Yeah, I think just, of course, on the way to... And he's just being vigilant about looking like, okay, where are the guards at all times?
Sure. Go ahead and make a perception check for me.
Sure. Uh, 14.
Sure. So you notice a few things. First, there are two types of hallways within this establishment. There are basically like vein hallways, larger, carved, pretty high, and having kind of lush carpentry on the ground, well lit. And then there are more small ancillary side passages. Most of the quarters that you guys are led to are on these kind of side passages within this main vein, but it does intersect with several other main hallways that head roughly north. What you can kind of piece together is that surrounding this large circular room, there are, if it mimics itself symmetrically, two hallways that are main, both to the east and west. The west being kind of pitched downward, the east being, level, the east must be pitched downward to match the grade of the hill. They would then both turn north and then most likely meet in a clump to the north.
So kind of like a rectangle?
Sure, kind of a rectangle around the central node. And you do notice that there's just one guardsman and there's no one else tailing you. It seems pretty lax.
Okay. So after I get to my room, then I would, I'd start wandering about a little bit.
Okay.
Just passing the time, and admiring the decorations. You know, it's a new space. So of course I'm looking about, but I am also trying to find, like, is there a way out of here?
Sure.
Can, like, where is Heldani? You know,
yeah.
Trying to just find out, you know, what's the game here? I feel like I've been cornered a little bit.
Sure.
And I want to...
The guard does attend you as you move throughout the hallways, and as you attempt to turn on that northern vein hallway, he does gently put a hand on your shoulder and mumble,
is not within the limits of your guestship at this time.
Oh, well, I apologize.
Is no problem.
Oh, no, yeah. I guess I'm as a guest, where can I go?
Oh, yes. Well, there is the dinner hall, library, parlor, smoking room, large main hall as well.
Excellent. All underground here?
Yes. Master Hedani expressly told us no one in or out until job is completed.
Ah, yes, the terms of the agreement. He wasn't terribly specific, so I appreciate your explanations.
Master Hildani is not specific when asking, only when telling.
I should ask some better questions. Do you enjoy your service with Mr. Hildani?
Yes, his shipping industry pays well, and besides his parent... random assassination attempts, it is quite quiet. Not many people mess with our muscle.
Ah, yes. Well, it is formidable, to say the least, and appalling that he has invited four people here, one of whom, or multiple of whom, from the sounds of it, are here to do him in. Does this... I imagine this would put you on very highest of alerts.
No. He's not concerned if he passes. He has a way of returning.
Oh, interesting. That's interesting indeed.
He flaunts it.
Well, if he's got nothing to worry about, it does definitely lower the stakes.
Yes, it seems to be an intimidation tactic. If you take him out, he will return and know who did it, you know.
Oh, yeah, that makes so much sense. A very spry and clever man, the Hildani. We met in the church. He frequents the Church of the Traveler at the Pinnacle Church.
Yes, I sometimes.
Yeah, so we've become fast friends there. I've quickly gained his trust. I find him a very intriguing and an interesting compatriot, a worshiper of the Traveler, a very good man. Would you say he's a good man?
Make an inside check.
Insight is dirty 20.
Okay. You see conflict come over his face before he replies, actually thinking about it a little bit, and he says,
"He is good to those who are loyal to him."
Yes. Well, having religion in common, it is a way to make quick friends and go deeply when your convictions are the same. I just very much appreciate his point of view. Anyway, I'm Cecil. It's good to make your acquaintance.
Talon,
sorry. well, Talon, care to join me as I really just am enjoying this villa, this beautiful manor.
Yes, I will tell you if you go somewhere you're not supposed to.
Oh, perfect. I wouldn't want to tread on Master Heldani's hospitality.
Mm. He just kind of falls into the background again as you start to wind your way through various places, entering that kind of large central atrium again before going into a plethora of hallways to the north of it. Finding a dining room being set, you find a parlor, and a library, a smoking room. You find a kitchen that you are not allowed in, as he kind of expressly lets you know. But various places.
Okay.
It's by this time nearing the time before dinner. You might start to head that way. Is there anything else you'd like to do before you head to dinner?
Well, and he's thinking in his brain, my plans have certainly been foiled. I was not aware of the labyrinth that I would be trapped in down here. Going to have to come up with another plan. And he would just dwell on it.
Okay.
As he goes to the dinner.
Okay, you can go ahead and bring everyone in. I'll message Hayden. Sure that gets closed. Well, where's Riga? Okay. I just don't want... Fives is so sneaky. When he needs to be.
I have the same thing.
I had a dream that we have to cast it. The other one.
Wilder.
For some reason.
He's very, very sneaky.
I just realized that, I had a random dream that we had to, cats it, that one cat of Tyler's I've never seen in my life.
He's the very easiest thing to take care of. Literally.
He just exists in the corner.
Especially if you're a stranger, you'll never see him.
I also want a cat so bad.
Get one. I don't know if it'll get along with your dog. Maybe.
My dog would get along with a cat.
Good.
We would just have to get a cat that would get along with the dog.
Cats are usually a lot more chill than culture gives them credit for.
But my husband just doesn't want another animal.
Isn't he allergic too?
No.
Okay, who's allergic? I know I have a friend who's allergic to cats. All right, so each of you were refreshed, freshened up for dinner, and were each escorted by your guardsmen back into this central atrium and then through these kind of passageways to the north into a large, ornate dining room with a very heavy wooden table. Those of you with a history modifier of at least +5 know this to be a rare hardwood table harvested from the Bedu Wilds. There's a lot of finery in terms of silver platters and paintings on the wall, wallpaper, and a crackling fireplace on one end. And Galio is seated already at the head of the table.
Here, come, sit. I hope you are nice and refreshed. How was that ale I had you sent?
A little skunky. I lost the accent. A little skunky. Well enough.
Well, that is well, Grimbo. Yes, I have prepared, my cooks have prepared a good dinner for all of us. Perhaps we can discuss the method of investigation over it.
And he motions and people start to bring out large roast pigs and quails and pheasants, mashed and sauteed vegetables, all sorts of fruits. It does start to come in courses. There are fine wines and ales available to you. So let's start with what we know about each other. Introduce yourselves to each other. I know you, but surely you do not know each other.
Well, if no one else will go, I'm happy to oblige. My name is Cecil. I am a priest at the Church of the Pinnacle. And that is where Master Haldani and I have met. There in my service to the traveler, and he is also a frequent worshiper at the
Pinnacle?
Well, at the
Pinnacle. Oh,
The spire of the traveler.
Yes, it's called the... Sorry. The Traveler's Spire.
The Traveler's Spire?
It's like the least fancy of the names of all these. You got like the Forge Tower, the Pillar of Order, and then the Traveler's Spire.
yes. So, and so that's where we've met and we've become fast friends. If I
could be
so, yes.
Indeed.
But yes, again, I am Cecil. I am a priest of the church. I'm not originally from Chaldean. I'm actually from Galloway. That's where I grew up. And, it was time to spread my wings, and duty led me, not to be so on the nose, but to travel. And so here I am, serving a stint here at the Pinnacle Church with the Traveler's Spire. I'm eager to meet each of you. I love to give each of you the benefit of the doubt, as, it's only one, I hope. Innocent until proven guilty is what I always say. So I'm eager to meet all.
So, how about you save the niceties and go ahead and tell us why you got invited to this party?
I had thought it was just to deepen a friendship. I'm a little bit, taken aback, if you will, by this. So, but I'm eager to serve you in any way that I can. I'm excited. Everything is so delicious, and the feast itself.
Yes, dig in. He kind of motions for you all to start eating, as he's been eating periodically himself. And introduce yourself, actually, Grimble, now that you've spoken up.
Well, spoken more than I want to already, I suppose. I lost the accent again.
Do it.
How do Irish people sound, everybody? Sorry, Ireland.
I don't know.
That's Australian.
Dig a reach your baby.
Just think of that. Just think of the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah.
But back in your throat.
Or normal people.
Back in. Oh man.
Or top of the market.
Don't do that.
My name's Grimbo Jim Hewer, but you can all call me Mr. Jim Hewer. That's wrong too. Somebody else go. I'll get back. Come back to me.
Okay. He'll look at Xavier.
He's having an identity crisis, it seems.
Is Jimbo good?
Hey, it is.
Well, I have been a lieutenant for Galio for some time now. I'm clearly not originally from the Chaldean region, but I have served faithfully for quite some time now, and I suppose I'm here to... Don't know, get to know you better for the service that I have provided? Is that it?
You're here to solve a murder, mine. But I appreciate the legal service.
Yeah. Yeah, I recognize you. I've seen you. You're a captain, yes?
A lieutenant, yes.
I've seen you at the docks.
So. Yes.
My name is Adonis. I was shocked to have received an invitation. I am just an accountant for Sir Heldani, and I work as a bookkeeper of low level. I'm not very well established into the system, but thank you for the opportunity to hopefully grow close and obviously solve the murder should it happen. So. Confused, but looking forward to the evening.
Okay, I'm ready now.
I'm ready for it.
All right, so Grimbo just takes a big mouthful of meat.
All right, everybody, I'm going to save us all some time.
Spits some of it out on the table.
You've probably already heard me named Grimbo Jim Hewer. You can all call me Mr. Jim Hewer if you like, or nothing at all if that please you as well. But this fellow over here is nothing more than a filthy, scut-eating, barged mouth filth monger. He's a dirty businessman, dirty as all of them, kills anybody in his way. I'll give that as a clue as to why I might be here. Not to say I have any big plans. At least not tonight.
And for the benefit of our friends here, he is a representative of the Goldfell conglomerate between our shipping business. So,
so you mean to say that, pardon me for being direct, but you in some way benefit from Mr. Haldani's business. Is that correct?
Oh, we've done business together in the past. Not you don't exactly hard not to do business with him, say that much. But you run afoul of him, you get in his way, like some of my compatriots did. This fellow will move your right out the way.
That is why you don't like him.
That's why I don't. That's why more than a handful of my clansmen probably don't either.
So what we learned from this is that each of you is quite close to me in one way or another. Guarding me. Guarding my gold. Guarding my soul. And trading deeply with me from the rich holes of Ban Hagborum, where Mithril flows. Each of you could twist a knife. This is not a friendly dinner, but a inevitable weeding out. And you four have become quite too chummy. Or close, in the case of Grimbo.
I eyeball him with my one good eye. Take another big chunk of duck.
My question is, now that you have accepted to solve my murder, what method would any of you suggest? Or perhaps I could leave you to deliberate yourself. Impartially.
I almost think that that's the better option.
Very well. I will take the rest of my dinner in my chambers.
Well, almost. What do you say?
There's no murder to solve. He's not been killed. I'm not sure what exactly we are supposed to do.
It's a protection racket at this point.
I don't know how much we're going to be able to have disclosed with you here, Haldani. As much as I enjoy your presence and your company, I think it might be a little bit more expedient to have you dismiss yourself from your own table, if it please you.
Very well. I am not bothered by this. Please, chat amongst yourselves.
He just starts to kind of build a plate for himself, basically. It's kind of like that rich guy thing where they're like, they wear shorts and sandals, you know, like he's not overly concerned with how he's looking right now, loading up a little buffet plate. He stacks a goblet and all sorts of different pieces of meats and stuff and starts to head that way, towards, his chamber. You know, Edith turned left as he exits the dining hall.
Yeah, I'm clocking the direction he's walking.
Sure. So, the guards retreat and you are left alone, the four of you.
Just the four of you?
Mm-hmm.
Did I happen to see Talon, the guard, in which direction he went?
Talon was
he was walking with Cecil into the room and stood, you know, the appropriate distance away, and then left and positioned himself outside the door before it was closed.
Okay.
Well, Grimbo, you have shown your cards, and I think that it's only fair that each of us rack our brains on any potential or possible reason we might have to hold a grudge against Mr. Haldani. I just give me a moment to sort of to think through our past. But if anyone else would like to share, I think it would be prudent for all of us to be honest with one another.
Can I read him at all?
Yeah, make an insight check. What are you trying to incite from him?
I'm trying to incite whether this is like a genuine guise or if it's there's some kind of undertone.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. And go ahead and make a roll yourself, Jeremy. It'll be contested.
13?
No, you beat me.
Ah.
Okay. Not that you can tell, he seems quite earnest.
And he's just trying to, I guess I'm just trying to figure all of this out. I've never quite been put in this sort of a position before, and it's all fascinating, but you know, in a desperate sort of way.
I'd imagine that's something we all have in common, not being in this position before.
It is true, I've never been invited to solve a murder that has not happened yet.
Never been invited to solve a murder.
Think about how I feel. I'm no one. I'm an accountant.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's the bizarre thing. You keep his books, is that right?
Yeah, I work for... Yeah, I work in the bookkeeping. I guess you'd say I am fairly prominent in the organization, but it's not like I have in my own office. I'm just a drone counting the gold.
Well, does he pay you well?
Could be better, but it gets me by.
Yeah.
Well, you ever find anything interesting in those books?
Have
you ever have to do any cooking?
Oh, you cook a lot, man.
I cook a lot, man.
Call yourself Heisenberg.
I mean, yeah, it's riddled with business dealings and yeah, definitely.
Well, not to put you on the spot, but do you have family? Who do you work? Obviously, you work for Mr. Haldani, but. Who do you work for?
I work for myself. I did work for my mother and I until recently. She's left us suddenly. Yeah.
For her passing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
May the traveler go with her.
I don't pay attention much to that, but thank you. I appreciate the sentiment.
And, well, I'll go. I don't hold it against, but some time ago, I don't even think Mr. Haldani knew who I was or what he was doing, but, well, he took something dear to the church, from the church. It's a special relic. And that's the only thing in my dealings with in my knowledge of Mr. Haldani that has been even the slightest bit unfavorable. We always meet under amiable circumstances. In fact, this is the first time I do attend to him, his spiritual needs. and he does confess things to me in earnest, and I am aware of some of the dealings that even Grimbo may be aware of. And but as for me personally, that's the only thing that I can think of that is that has been in the least bit offensive to me.
You mentioned a relic. What relic was it that he stole?
Right.
And follow up while you're in your mind palace. Were you involved in that at all?
Well, in the actual event, no, I was not. But he, or those at his employ, have came after some of our finest paladins, and they have all been slain. Close friends of mine.
He has killed your friends.
In search of the relic?
Well, not my friends, but everyone in the church is a friend. While it's not deeply personal, it is egregious.
So perhaps that's why he thinks you have motive, is to...
That's the only reason that I could think. My most recent dealings with him, again, have all been very amiable. We've actually become very close friends. And,
what was the relic that he stole?
The sacred relic was... it was the traveler's pants.
You can't.
Hey. Honestly, toward this point, it becomes kind of insistent. No, I think you should tell us what this relic was.
Well, to be truthful, I've never seen it. I've never seen it. Okay, I'm lying. I've seen it. It's just that my notes weren't super specific.
blame it on the DM.
So...
couldn't tell if you were intentionally lying or just didn't know what the right was.
I just didn't know. Maybe, okay, could you help? Like, was that not
what it was?
Was it?
No, it wasn't the pants.
Oh. You can make a deception check for the pants. Let's see what happens. Okay, make insight checks. I'm interested to see.
That's what I wanted to say. The traveler's pants.
Nat 20.
I like
the Nat 20. So your interaction stands.
Okay, it stands.
Six
is definitely the traveler's pants. Grimbo, what you got?
What do you mean, what I got?
Insight.
Oh, insight?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and roll that. 17.
Okay. What was your deception?
I failed.
Only Zavia believed. You see, like, belief come over Zavia's eyes before Adonis interrupts and says, what was this relic?
Yeah, right.
As far as you know, it was a scroll case.
A scroll. It was an ancient text, dear to the Church of the Traveler.
What did the text do? It gave you pants.
I'm sorry. It's just that it's deeply personal, and I it wasn't the pants. It was actually a scroll. The pants were kind of a joke.
You don't take this seriously.
Well, the Church of the Traveler is what we are. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
You don't take murder seriously?
No, ourselves, the joke.
But we are here to prevent a murder.
Right, exactly. I just don't know what this relic has to do with a murder. I guess if you're interested, it was a scroll case. It was an ancient text of our belief. But
you would not kill him for this scroll to be returned to the church or to.
It's just a scroll. The more egregious thing is the fact that at his command, innocent people were slain.
Yeah, I want to get back to that. Motives. Your friends, let's just call them friends, were slain in search of this scroll. Grimbo, you said your clan people.
Yeah, a few of them went down, but more egregiously, he went ahead and robbed the clan leader's vault. So, do with that what you will.
And Zavia, how about you? Anything of your past that would...
I will admit he has poached seals from my tribe back home. And that was not acceptable. However... he is a man of great renown, and he helps a lot of people to make jobs in this area where perhaps without him we would not have jobs.
Do you interact with him often, or no?
You've never met the man.
Got it, sorry.
So, so we agree. He's not a...
Well, there's one person we haven't really heard a full motive from here at the table. Got some ideas of cooked books, but that's not a reason to kill your employer.
Sure.
If I do say so myself, what about you?
I mean, honestly, I don't have... I mean, that's why I'm confused, why I'm here. I'm... The cooked books, yeah. But, yeah, nothing like that's happened to me.
Then why are you here? He said everyone here has some sort of motive.
I don't know.
Everyone here has experienced death, you know, at the hand of this man, directly, indirectly, well, I guess indirectly. Which leads me to believe that, is there any way that your mother was connected to that her sudden passing might have been at the hand of this man?
I guess there's a possibility, but I don't see how that could be possible. It was just us all my life.
I know that it's been recent, and I don't mean to pry, but it is of the utmost importance. How did she pass?
How did she pass?
The consumption, basically, you know, like a plague.
Got it.
Well, how should we go about this?
I have no
idea. Maybe we all just sit in this room overnight.
There's a soft rapping at the door, followed by it just opening the door crack, and you see Galio's face peeking. How's it going? He kind of pushes it open and the kind of breezes into the room, the guards following in.
Barge off, busybody.
Oh, no, this is pertinent. I'll get right down to breast or mithril tax, shall I say. This actually does involve you, Grimble. See, a scroll was found in your room, and I place no blame on you. Anyone could have planted that. Perhaps even one of my own. He kind of looks paranoid around at all the guards and servants. But it is reminiscent of mine. Quite enticing.
What of it?
Does someone want to open it?
Searching my room now for my own personal possessions.
Oh, absolutely.
It was opened?
Of course.
It was not open. I'd like someone to open it. Of you, or perhaps my servants? Does anyone volunteer?
I will open it if nobody else wants to.
You said it was a scroll.
Yes.
Do you know how to read?
Excuse me.
Yes,
I know how to read.
I'm sorry. If you'd like to read it, by all means.
No, I have a solution, actually. let us have...
Sorry. Now you're making me laugh.
I'm sorry. I broke character.
And that's unacceptable, Cade. I'm going to have to ask you to hand in your tiki torch and leave the islands.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I will have Hesina open the scroll. And he gestures, and a very old woman servant kind of wanders in. Ooh. And he hands her the scroll. Just read it. By all means, my dear. Just read it. She kind of tremblingly opens it, and there's a flash of kind of like anti-light, like black light.
Should have opened it.
And her face starts to kind of like shrivel before your eyes as she falls dead, her eyes almost husks burned out.
Well, that solves that question. Someone is definitely trying to kill me. Whether that is you, Grimbo, or someone else who planted it. Dispose of her.
Two of the guardsmen start to carry out the body.
Interesting.
How many people are in the room right now?
Five. Wait, including you?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 9.
Nine.
Plus him, so 10.
10.
Okay. So five guardsmen and him and you four.
Got it.
Grimbo, what was that?
Was that your scroll?
If I know, found it in I'm losing the accent. Found it and it's going to keep happening. Tyler made okay. me do this.
Same with me.
I'm happy. I'm happy for this.
Arge me if I know I found it in the same vault that everyone else was in. Nothing more than a pile of dead bodies and I don't know, disused waste.
You found that in Dumathoan's hoard. Interesting.
What is this?
You found that in Dumathoan's hoard, is that what you were saying?
I assumed you left it behind for a reason.
No.
What is this hoard that you speak of?
The hoard that he robbed.
Robbed it.
Pilfered, pillaged. I could think of a few more.
Strong word. I prefer... debt collection. But... That is neither here nor there.
On the line there, too. Debts paid.
Let us retire to the parlor and discuss this in more detail.
You gonna do anything with her?
Are you talking about the servant?
No, the dead lady on the ground.
Yeah, she already got
carried
out.
They took her away already.
Oh, okay.
She gone. She peaced out.
Yeah, she definitely peaced out.
A traveler with her soul.
So he leads you through kind of this hall to a small parlor room with like large, expensive, fluffy looking couches of what looked to be like goose down or something, velvet cushions, and another large crackling fireplace. There is a very large wall of bottles on like just one wall is just bottles and a kind of like a library ladder that scrolls or rolls across from side to side horizontally, so you can select okay. any vintage. And a small basin in the corner with what appears to be some sort of rose water that he kind of puts his hands in, washes it, flicks it off, and washes his face a little bit, and then climbs up onto the ladder and selects a fine vintage before climbing down. Is there anything anyone would like to drink?
Well, I personally will keep my wits about me. But a small drink.
should be just fine.
Dealer's choice.
Very well.
Bottle to myself would be mighty fine, especially after that.
Oh, of the afore provided ale?
Yeah, maybe something a bit pricier. How's that?
Very well. I will bring you an enchanted vintage, old.
Oh.
Should have long turned to vinegar, but because of the power of the mage who created it, it has survived centuries from before the Dread War. He kind of climbs up to the very top and pulls down a like large bottle of blue liquid that is extremely dusty, but it sloshes as he comes down, and he does replace his own bottle and decides to drink what you guys are drinking. Pours each of you a glass, and yeah, you guys are able to imbibe, to drink it, and it is extremely strong. It's like drinking moonshine, but very fruity moonshine.
Mm. I'd like to drink whatever was left in the bottle there. I'd like to
sure.
just kind of take it off his hands if he's trying to pour me a glass.
Make a con save for me.
All right.
This is a very high ABV wine.
Oh man, I rolled a natural 1 plus 9, 10.
Ooh.
You feel your constitution flagging, and indeed you do become a bit tipsy, but with that plus 9, even with a natural 1, you wouldn't consider yourself to be drunk, but slightly inebriated.
Mm. Can we perceive a difference in the way that he's acting, or
make an insight check as he just downs that thing?
24.
Yeah, he's a little wobbly, he's a little unsteady. So, this scroll was found by you. Did it ever leave your care in any way? Hayden.
Sorry, I had some audio cut out. What was that?
He asked, this scroll was found by you. Did it ever leave your care in any way, leave your sight?
I'd grab his shoulder and say, he's talking to you. Do you hear him?
Hey. I hear. I hear. I pick it up, I put it in the bag, I bring it here. It's about, you know, I'm sure I took a nap on the road, I'm sure I slept in an inn or two. But to my knowledge, I never was flashing it around any highfalutin mages or any some such.
Did you know what that scroll did?
Not the slightest idea, except for melt a grandmother.
Well then, melt a grandmother? You knew that it would do that.
No, I said that's all I know it can do is because it did it. I don't know what it was.
Then why did you bring it?
See if his chickens would come to roost.
Why did you bring it with you?
Well, wouldn't I? It was left at the scene of the crime. You bring evidence, you show it.
Sorry, Jeremy's laughing. You bring evidence, you show it.
While this is happening, is Heldani drinking as well?
Yes, he is. He downed one glass and has another. Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the question. This seems too easy. The dwarves are direct, but not stupid. I don't buy that it hasn't been squished by one of... He starts motioning to a servant who's in the corner and starts, like, frantically
he's obviously not being able to breathe. He's starting to turn red-faced and like sets his hand on the table to start to steady himself. And the servant runs over with this large box and throws it open. And quickly, Haldani starts to like scramble and pull out tons of these little vials with stoppers, and one by one down each of them, just one by one, all sorts of different colors, reds, clear, blue, green, black.
Before I'm gonna give finally, a tracheotomy.
He downs a blue, potion of some sort, and.
Are you all right? I would run to catch him.
That is a lot of antidotes I just ingested. Poison. Attempt number two.
Boy, one of us is persistent.
It would seem so. But you're better now. Excellent. Haldani, will you give us some more time to discuss amongst ourselves? I think we are getting somewhere.
Of course. Perhaps we should retire for the evening and you can convene in the morning.
That sounds like a fabulous idea. Everyone else on board?
Sure.
Frankly, I'm about done with this.
Very well. I will see you in the morning. Feel free to meet in the morning before, as you said you would like to. But I will see you. I have to shake off the effects of this.
Right.
He starts to make his way out of the parlor, and each of you filter back with a guard escort towards your quarters. And that's where we'll end tonight's episode.
Ooh,
what?
Weird. Intrigue.
Huh.
I was doing the cantina band song because I was thinking
about
drinks that they drink in that, in Star Wars, because that's what we're drinking now. Wait. Is blue drink.
Wait, what?
Blue milk. Yeah, I was thinking of like the blue drink.